From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We've been busy the past few months making our plans for this year's South by Southwest Music Festival, and I have some news about those plans. Late in March, the Decemberists will release an epic and fun record called The Hazards of Love, and NPR Music will present and premiere this record in a live performance by the Decemberists in Austin. The show will be webcast live from the South by Southwest Music Festival on the 18th of March. I've been lucky enough to hear the whole album, and I can tell you it's going to be a thrill ride. I'm going to give you a taste of what you're in for with a song from the forthcoming December CD called The Hazards of Love. This song is called The Rake's Song. The Rake's Song. It's part of an epic adventure that takes place on a soon-to-be-released CD by the Decemberists. You can download that song at the Decemberists website. You'll also be able to hear the entire adventure of Margaret and a host of other characters in a live performance we'll webcast from the South by Southwest Music Festival on the 18th of March. We have many more plans for Austin, so stay tuned. A few ways to keep on top of what we do is by following me on Facebook, Bob Boylan, that's B-O-B-B-O-I-L-E-N, or on Twitter. You simply look for All Songs, one word, All Songs. We also have a newsletter, and you can find that at npr.org/allsongs. There's also new music coming in March from Dan Deacon. Dan Deacon makes music often using sine wave generators, effects pedals, the sort of stuff that on the face of it seems dull and antiseptic. But in the hands of Dan Deacon, it's nothing short of a sound orgy and a giant celebration. His new record, Bromst, that's a word he made up, B-R-O-M-S-T, OMST, is his most accessible studio record. Give a listen to the album's closing song. It's called Get Older. The music from Baltimore artist Dan Deacon from a CD called Bromst. The record is out on the 24th of March. We'll stream the entire record before it comes out as part of our First Listen series, so stay tuned. You can still hear the entire new records by Animal Collective, by M. Ward, and Bruce Springsteen, so go to npr.org/firstlisten. It's been a long time since I've been a fan of electric guitar-based blues music. I think my Led Zeppelin records are about the only thing I'll go back to with any regularity. I got pretty tired of the song form. But I may change my mind after hearing a new record by Dan Auerbach. Dan is the guitar player in the guitar-drum duo The Black Keys. He has a solo record out that's tamer than The Black Keys, but with a good variety of songs that are tinged with psychedelia, at times a bit of gospel, some country, and blues. This song is called Real Desire. The music from Dan Auerbach, the Black Keys guitarist solo CD, is called Keep It Hid. It comes out on the 10th of February. And the song we just played is called Real Desire. An album recorded on a four-track cassette recorder with some analog synthesizers caught my ear. The music is billed under the name Here We Go Magic. And the artist behind the CD is Luke Temple. There are moments when I hear a primitive Paul Simon in the music of Luke Temple, and then at other times I hear his gentle singing swarmed over by blissed out distortion. Give this a listen. This song's called Fangala by Here We Go Magic. Fangela is the song by Luke Temple. He calls his project Here We Go Magic. The CD comes out on the 24th of February. Two childhood friends growing up in Johannesburg put together a band that's finding a lot of listeners here in the United States. The Blackjacks describe their music as street music, and you can hear South Africa in their music, but you can also hear Jimi Hendrix and reggae and some early heavy metal. It's a bit of a mess, but it's kind of a cool mess, and somehow it all works. I've heard only four songs so far. There's an EP produced by Brendan Curtis of Secret Machines. The EP is called Mystery. The Blackjacks spell their name B-L-K-J-K-S. This song's called Lakeside. Blackjacks from their EP called Mystery, and the song we just played is called Lakeside. You've no doubt heard the phrase, the day the music died. It was 50 years ago, February 3rd, 1959. It was 1 in the morning near Clear Lake, Iowa, when a plane carrying musicians Buddy Holly, Richie Valens and J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper, crashed, killing the three musicians and pilot Roger Peterson. Of the music that died that day, Buddy Holly's is the most timeless. Sometimes the arrangements feel a bit dated, but not the songs. Just a few months before he died, Buddy Holly set up a recording studio in his New York apartment. It's a very rare and early example of the intimacy of the home recording. It's something we hear so often these days. In fact, we just heard it on our show with the song by Here We Go Magic. But back then, releasing something that raw rarely happened. These home recordings by Buddy Holly, in fact, were gussied up with backing vocals and more. We end our show today with the original recording, just Buddy Holly and his guitar in apartment 4H of the Brevoort Building on Fifth Avenue in New York City. I'm Bob Boylan. Our editor is Stephen Thompson. Robin Hilton produces the show. And a note, we're live with Andrew Bird and Loney Deer from the 930 Club on the 3rd of February. Come join the live webcast. Details at npr.org/allsongs. We also have a concert podcast. You'll be able to find those concerts in our concert podcast, so sign up for that. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, my tears keep a falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping